Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good to come to your homes again today to tell you there is something you truly can believe in, and that something is Jesus Christ. I trust today that we have a rich blessing coming your way, and that you're able and willing to receive that blessing. So let's get right into our broadcast today by doing this song here for you, and I hope you enjoy this one. It says, come on, let's let down the net.
Why don't you let down the net? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down the net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain. There are some of you diseased and afflicted, and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophets of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus don't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down the net? Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out his latter rain. Thirsty, you're so battle weary, your body's weak and tired from pain. Well, it's time to get up, stand up on the Bible, he's pouring out his latter rain. Come on and let down your net, way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out. Well, old Satan comes at you. Your weapons are carnal. The blessed name of Jesus is your power. When he tries to bite your children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down your net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot sustain. If you just let down your net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the latter rain.
Yes, sir. Come on, let down the net. He said, we fished all night long, we've caught nothing. And Jesus said, go back out, cast your net on the other side. And he said, nevertheless, it's your word, we'll go out and do it. And they went out and caught a great draught of fish. But I like the part where it said, and the nets break, and a lot of the fish got away. And this morning, we're trying to get a hold of those people who have, they're getting away from God. God has called and called. He said, I stretch forth mine hand. You have none of my reproof. And that's the ones that we're after this morning, those who are running from God. So I trust today that you are saved and sanctified and on your way to heaven. And that's about as clear as I can say it. So let's go right back now and listen to this song right here. Martha does this song, does a great job on it, and said, oh, what a day. So let's give it a listen to. Oh, what a day. I'm sorry, it's the song, I Thirst.
One day I came to him, I was so thirsty. I asked for water, my soul was so dry. He gave me water I had never dreamed of. But for this water
my Lord had to die. He said, I thirst, yet he made the river. He said, I thirst, yet he made the sea. I thirst, cried the King of all ages. In his great thirst, he brought water. There's a river that flows as clear as crystal. It comes from God, His throne above. And like the river that it dwells up inside me, and a life-giving love. He said, I thirst, yet he made the river. He said, I thirst, yet he made.
That I thirst, it brought mercy to me. If I had my, if I had anything to wish for, I would ask for mercy, because mercy will not be extended beyond the grave. We've got to receive the mercy now, or forever be lost. God is extending His mercy upon this sin-ridden nation. I'll tell you, our morals are shot. Morally, I just can't say enough about how our morals are corrupted, and now they're politicians, and it's just a terrible time we're living in, people, and we need to bombard heaven with our prayers, and I know that God hears and answers prayer, and we can call upon Him and let Him know. Of course, He knows what's going on down here, but I don't know. He said, when my people's called by my name would pray and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I heal their land, and He'll let this land never be healed until God heals it. So we need to bombard heaven with our prayers this morning. Well, let's do this song right here. It says, I got peace in the valley.
Well, I'm tired, I'm so weary, but I must go along till the Lord come and take me away, oh yes, where the beast from the wild, it will be led by a little child, and I'll be chained, Lord, change from this creature that I am. In the valley for me someday. There will be peace, Lord, in the valley. valley for me. Oh, yes, I pray there'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, oh, my Lord, and no trouble. I'm gonna see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me. For the bee from the wild will be led by a little child, and the lion he shall lay down by the lamb. Oh yes, and the beast from the wild will be led by a little child. And I'll be changed, Lord, change of this creature that I am.
Oh, yes.
There will be peace, peace in the valley for me someday. There's gonna be peace, Lord, in the valley for me. Yes, I pray there'll be no more sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I'll see nothing but peace, peace in the valley for me.
Oh, yes, got peace like a river in my soul. That peace is flooding down through my spirit. I believe to be our lake. And I said, hallelujah, it's done. I've been saved by the blood of the crucified one. I appreciate all of you today. Here it is, almost another month gone. And I'll tell you, time is flying right on by. And our days are precious. And our moments are precious. So we want to remember each and every one of you in prayer. I'm praying for you. I hope that you're praying for me. Let's go now and let Martha do this song for us. And she says, oh, what a day.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today. And there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway. And the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number.
Reach like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand. And the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when they crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Oh,
day when they crowned him King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's go back now, listen to this song, and I'll be right back with today's message.
I got up late one morning, had to run to catch my bus. My, how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker, and as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles. And I thought, I have two good legs, and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead and spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. On down the street, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, or you see I'm blind. I said, Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine.
Yes, sir, sometimes we find ourselves complaining. They say that I complain more than anybody. Well, I'm not really complaining. I'm thankful for all that I have. But I thank God every day that I get up in the morning when I go to bed at night. I pray for Martha. I want you to continue to pray for Martha. I went over to her the other day, and she's just not doing any good at all. So she needs our prayers. So let's pray for her and pray for me. I need your prayers also. My family needs your prayers. And I hope that you're remembering us in prayer. So let's go to the sermon right now, and I'll be back to close the broadcast. I'd like to speak today in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 10. The Bible says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. There is a time to be born, there's a time to die, there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. It's a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to render and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time to war and a time to peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he hath labored? The common denominator is time. You see, everything is in God's plan. Time and eternity belongs to God. Everything that is tangible, everything you see, belongs to God. How do I overcome the hard issues of life? You see, the Bible teaches that the issues of life come from the heart. All of our problems are inside. When there's trouble on the inside, we're always going to face trouble on the outside. Have you ever heard anyone say, I don't care what the condition or situation is? Well, they had a good heart in them. Well, that's not really so, because the Bible said the issues of life come from the heart. And a messed up mind comes from the heart. When the mind is messed up and the mind is confused, and we find that also there's much confusion going on inside the heart. The prodigal son, he left his home. He gathered up all that he had, and he went into the far country, according to the Bible. And the Bible said there he soon spent all that he had, and he came to want. You see, it wasn't a messed up situation financially. It was a messed up heart. His heart had taken him in the wrong direction. He thought that he could be satisfied with the bright lights of the city. How many of our young people today are trapped by the same thing? It's almost like watching a bug when he flies around the light. And then all of a sudden, that bug will dart into that light, and his life is destroyed. That's the same way with the prodigal son. He thought that he could find satisfaction in the far country. But you see, sir, salt water will not cure the taste for our thirst, because there is a thirst within man. The heart is the main issue of his life. What is happening in your life is what's taking place in your heart. You see, having a healthy heart and a healthy body is to have a healthy heart. Is sickness coming from the devil? A lot of people have asked that question. And I would like to say today that no, but sickness does come from sin, because death comes from sin. It doesn't mean that the person is a sinner, so therefore he is entangled with sickness in his body. The Bible said many would be the afflictions, even of the children of God, but the Lord would deliver them from them all. What the Bible is teaching is that sickness doesn't primarily come from the devil, but because of sin, all these things came upon man. God never created man to be like he is. God created man to be pure and honest and upright, and he created him to have fellowship with him and to be able to sit and with consultation, and he and God would be in great unity. But something happened. Sin came in, and because of sin, it broke the relationship between man and God. And from that time, we've always had death. We've always had sin in the world. We've always had sickness. We've always had crime. And we've always had violence. It's just a proven fact that sin is the problem. No, just because you're sick doesn't mean that you have a devil. Just because you're going through much heartaches and much trouble doesn't mean that you have a devil within you. But it could be that you have a troubled heart. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me." You see, the cure for a troubled heart is simply to believe in God. All of my opposition is coming from the devil. And when you have opposition on the outside, it's going to cause opposition on the inside. The prodigal son, he had much turmoil going on within his spirit. He had much turmoil going on within his soul. But when he said, "I will arise and go back to the Father," all of a sudden there came a heart change. His heart began to change because he said, "I'll go back and I'll say, Father, I've sinned against heaven. I've sinned against you." You see, all of a sudden the heart begins to focus upon the need for God. And when the heart focuses upon the need for God, and then the body is placed in gear, and we begin to move forward toward the long altar, and God is standing there waiting. You see, a lot of people today are living with a bitter heart. I may be talking to a lot of people even right today. Your heart has become bitter because you've been hurt by some issue. You've been hurt by some person. Maybe you've been hurt by your wife. Maybe you've been hurt by your husband. But you see, all of a sudden, your heart has become bitter. You feel that death has invaded your ranks. So therefore, you're going to blame God. But God is not to blame, because God even hates death himself. He doesn't like the smell of flowers going to the cemetery. He doesn't like the funeral procession.
If the storms of life have shattered all your hopes and plans, and the light upon the path you walk is dim, remember God still loves you, and he holds you in his hand. He invites you, cast your cares upon him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down, no reason to believe you cannot win. within your soul. Reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Just reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
You know you've searched in all directions, but the way is not safe. It seems that confusion and doubt, they seem to lie on every hand. God will not forsake you. He is your dearest friend, and He tells you, cast your care upon Him. He has borne your grief and sorrow. There's no reason to be down. No reason to believe you cannot win. Though you may not understand the storm you've had within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him. Though you may not understand the storm you feel within your soul, reach out in faith, cast your care upon Him.
Our Father, as we come to close the broadcast today, we're praying for that one who is praying. Lord, that one is calling upon you right now. They need you. Lord, I trust today that we've said something, played a song, said something, or done something in this broadcast this morning to bring a ray of sunshine to their heart and life. Lord, there's a lot of gloom and doom out there, and the devil goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And Father, we know that morally our nation is deteriorating, and we're fighting the devil on every hand. It seemed like sickness and pain, it just keeps on coming. Floods all over the country, and turmoil in every section of our life. We seem like we face the trials and tribulations of life. But we remember that you said that you never leave us, you never forsake us, though you be with us all the way, even to the very end. Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, I appreciate you. I hope that we have said something today, or a song or something has lifted you up. I know that our spirits are low, and we face a lot of sickness with Martha and our little great-grandbaby and all of them. And we want you to pray for them. Pray for me and hold my hands up high. We've been on this radio ministry a long time, but we couldn't do what we're doing without your help and without your support. So you sit down this week and write us a letter, send us a check or something to help us maintain this broadcast, okay? I appreciate you. I love you. I am praying for you. Please pray for Martha and me, okay? Okay? All right. Goodbye. Be good. And may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.